latest trends in Trend Crazy America is to create a personal library in our domiciles, not to amass a collection from our reading list, if we even have one, but to impress our visitors with volumes of literature and nonfiction. A well-stocked library should subtly send the message that its owners are erudite readers with broad and eclectic tastes. Sprinkle in a few Booker Award novels among the classics. Add some poetry anthologies. Spice the bibliotheca up with an encyclopedic array from the sciences, philosophies, a few avant-garde pieces, and certainly oversized art books. Wow them with your extensive and expensive tastes. But before you hurry out to your nearest Goodwill to find the raw materials for your Jeffersonian library, I should add that if you really want to impress your friends and neighbors, just piling dog-eared books on a makeshift shelf really isn't going to do the trick. No. You need the equivalent of an oak-paneled room, floor-to-ceiling shelving, preferably behind glass, and if you have the ideal height, one of those rolling ladders necessary to access the hard-to-reach collection of rare books up at the top. First editions are a must, and signed copies de rigueur in these unenlightened times of Google and Wikipedia. You are a person of discriminating tastes, my friend, not one of the yammering yokels who would ask why would they need a community library when they got a laptop. Suffice it to say, it would be imperative to have a well-used armchair with adequate lighting beside it, as well as a sturdy stand with one or more books, you know, in progress, even if you never plan to open another book to read in your entire life. The gesture is what counts. And hopefully your guests will never query you as to that current reading. If so, simply tell them that you have only begun chapter one, and to make a judgment at so early a stage would be foolish. You, needless to say, are not foolish. The library itself will attest to that. No, you, sir, are of finer metal, a lord in the land of the Kindle, a giant among the unread. Relish your place among the unwashed masses. You've earned it.